sve to je u svižih gatah Radija Študent.
Univerza.
Pirati iz Solunskega kampusa. Solunska ekspedicija, katero so tvorili tudi člani Radija Študent, se je med drugim ustavila tudi na radiju 1431 AM, radiju, ki od leta 2001 skotira prostore Politehnične fakultete in zaseda radijske frekvence na AM in FM valovih. Gre za samoorganiziran radio, ki prezira reklame in mu finančna ter vsebinska avtonomija predstavljata bistvo delovanja. Več o tem pa v posnetku z ekipo tamkajšnjega radija.
Ok, hello there. I can begin maybe with a little bit of history. First of all, we are running continuously since 2001. The first attempt was a radio station broadcasting only in the
campus.
Amplitude modulation band, AM, not FM. And it was made by students only. It was decided in a student meeting. And the main reason that the students started it was to make their own to give their own information to the people, to say what they believe, to say what the other kind of stations don't say, and they try to silence it. So we began about there. After some years, the radio station became more independent, and more persons are interested in being here, not only students. The political background was from the beginning self-organized, anti-hierarchy, and no commercial or advertisement had no place in this radio, and the people liked it. Also, the people that did the radio, but also the people that hear it. So it continued.
And if I can say something, the radio station and the studio is squat. And of course, is squat the frequencies of AM and FM, and we don't have any relationship with the authorities of the university.
Ker so pogoji delovanja izven predpisanih institucionalnih okvirjev težki, smo se v nadaljevanju pogovora pogovarjali o načinu delovanja radija. Zanimalo nas je, kako radio 1431 AM deluje, koliko ljudi sodeluje z njim, kakšno področje pokriva, katere oddaje imajo in kdo so njihovi poslušalci.
Okay, so there were times that the station had about 100 people. Right now there are almost 20, but you know, this goes circle. Sometimes we have a lot of people, sometimes less. So we have about 20 shows in the week. We have a time in the day, in each day, that news from our side are promoted. So it is a news zone. It was every day when we had a lot of people, about an hour or 2 hours every day. every show goes for just 1 hour or two. We also have a small spot which is recorded every three days, and it has only the major news, and it is repeated every 3 hours. So we renew it every 3 days, and it still plays on.
We can say that we made news from movements and the people that fight. And we also give the microphones to people that fight for some reasons.
It means that our news and topics are kind of colored. They're not general. Our point of view is specific.
We think we have a lot of listeners because there are not a lot of radios like this one in the city. And there are people that are interested in speaking to us from the street when we have an organized demonstration. So there are people calling us and saying that how many people are present and calling the more people to gather to this demonstration.
Kot vemo, ima že Radio Študent veliko problemov, čeprav deluje po predpisih. V njegovo delovanje se neposredno vmešavajo študentske oblasti za željo po vplivu na vsebino in dobičku. Podvržen pa je tudi raznim posrednim pritiskom preko razpisnih vsebin, ki narekujejo financiranje vsebine. Na piratskem solunskom radiju se s takimi problemi soočajo na drugačen način.
So mostly it is from the people that belong to this radio station. Their personal income, whatever everyone can afford to give to the station. But when we need some, when we need a lot of money, we can make some party in the university. To get some, not with entrance and stuff, but only with the profit of selling beers and stuff.
And you are all working for free?
Of course, we don't have anyone, neither technicians that are working paid. Everything is done by people as a hobby or as a free time experience.
Obsežnemu programu, ki deluje na takšen samoorganiziran način, bi le težko pripisali rekreativno delo. To se pokaže tudi, ko spregovorijo o tehničnih lastnostih radija. Zanimivo je, da so svojo agitacijsko nišo prvo našli na AM frekvencah in se šele kasneje podali na FM valove. Prisluhnimo, kaj so nam povedali o temu.
I can give you some information about more technical stuff, our transmitter maybe. We begin with AM. In 2006, I think it was the first time that we broadcast in the internet, and it was one of the first radio stations in whole Greece that broadcasted in the internet. And just a year before, we began with FM. Of course, as Panos said before, all our bands are our squad, so we don't pay nothing, we don't do nothing about the frequency we transmit. The AM transmitter covers all area of Thessaloniki and some areas around Thessaloniki. The FM transmitter is mostly for the center, but it can also people can also hear it clearly in some suburbs.
V nadaljevanju bomo poslušali komad po priporočilu tovarišev s Solunskega radija, nato pa nadaljevali z intervjujem. Sedaj pa se vračamo v intervjuju z radijem 1431 AM, ki svoje prostore in frekvence zaseda iz Politehnične fakultete v Solunu. Sledi posnetek, kjer ekipa iz radija predstavi, kako sama organizacija in odločanje potekajo v praksi, ker ni šefov, nadzornih urednikov in uradnikov, glavno telo organiziranja predstavlja skupščina.
Ok, we have a meeting every week. And this is the only thing that can take responsibilities, that can, if someone has a problem, if someone has to promote, present something, it comes to the gathering, it presents it, whether if it is a problem, whether if it is a new show, whether it is something technical. We made the decision all together, we don't vote, we only discuss whatever we have to discuss, and we take all the same agreement about all staffs. We don't have any anything to do with the university. It means that they don't tell us what to do. We are only using this place, and this is a squad place.
So, we use their internet, we use their electricity.
And nothing more.
Kot pomemben del samo organizacije vidijo tudi naredi sam oziroma DIY kulturo. Ker jo jemljajo resno, so si sami postavili oddajnike, računalniške serverje in tako naprej.
It's maybe important if I say that we also promote DIY culture. All the transmitter, the AM transmitter that we had and we have right now are all made by our own. We don't buy it, we haven't buy it. Also our server is made by people, it's not constructed by someone that was paid for it. It was constructed for people from from the radio, and also all the wiring, all the installation of the studio, even the electrical current cables and stuff.
Za delovanje piratskega radija pa je poleg lokalne uporniške scene, ki ga podpira, zelo pomembna tudi medsebojna medijska solidarnost, ki se izraža tako vsebinsko, kakor finančno. Na radiju se zato v veliki meri poslužujejo grške indie medije, kakor tudi poročanje o dogajanju iz tovariških piratskih postaj v Grči. V ta namen so pred nekaj leti ustvarili tudi mrežo piratskih radijev temelječo na avtonomiji, nehierarhičnosti, nekomercialnosti, antifašizmu in antiseksizmu.
And of course we have solidarity with other free radios in the Greece. So if there is something problem that is technical or economical, we or financial, we give them some money the other radio that needs or the other day radio give to us. Most important is that every radio,
it has to not have advertisement and no hierarchy.
Against sexism?
Yes,
against
of course.
Racism.
It has to be against racism, sexism, fascism, of course, ethnicism and stuff. Well, it started about 3 years ago, where we meet in a festival that was held 5 years ago, okay, to be correct. In a festival that was started from our radio station here in Thessaloniki. And we met about three or four radio stations and we discussed what we could do. We made a forum, we made a common website and a way that we could communicate.
Toliko o piratskih radijih za danes. Kasneje so radijce RŠ-a intervjuvali tudi oni in razplantela se živahna debata o prednostih in slabostih institucionalnega ter neinstitucionalnega dela na radio. Toda več o tem ob kakšni drugi priložnosti. Za radijem 1431 AM je frekvenco ujela solunska ekspedicija Radija Študent.
Snimate. Meni zadošča, da bi padla kaka opeka študentu na glavo, pa bi, ne glede na to, sem dekan ali ne, bil hud in žalosten. Zdaj me je predvsem strah. Tako jutro se vprašam, ali se ni po noči zgodilo kaj takega, kar strahom pričakujem. To lahko imenujete kakorkoli hočete, toda zdaj to občutim tako. Nobenega drugega interesa zaenkrat ne vidim.
What's your name?
Yes, I do.
How do I?
What's your name? Yes, I do.